Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Alseth with WFYI News. State Court of Appeals has set a November 25th hearing in the state's legal fight with IBM over a failed attempt to overhaul Indiana's welfare system. The state is appealing a Marion County judge's ruling last year, awarding $52 million to IBM after then-Governor Mitch Daniels canceled what was a 10-year, $1.3 billion contract to process applications for food stamps, Medicaid, and other programs. State officials sought to recoup nearly $170 million from IBM, but the judge ruled Indiana failed to prove the company breached its contract. The Indiana Supreme Court will hear arguments Thursday on a lower court ruling invalidating part of a contract that would require the state to buy synthetic natural gas from a southwestern Indiana plant. Opponents, including gas utility Vectren, contend the contract would cost customers as much as $1.1 billion in higher rates. WFYI Television will be among the local TV stations taking part tonight in a Live United special, featuring stories about the work of the United Way of Central Indiana. Ann Mertlow heads the organization.
These will be just a snapshot, essentially, of the work that we do, but will be a story told about an individual who benefited, and these are a few of the many that benefit from our work.
WFYI Public Television will air the special at 7:30 this evening. On Thursday, United Way will hold its annual fundraising kickoff on Monument Circle. And the Indianapolis Colts have waived safety John Boyette after he was arrested early Monday near a downtown bar after he tried to run away from police. Authorities say Boyette faces charges of public intoxication, resisting law enforcement, and disorderly conduct. WFYI weather, sunny this afternoon with a high of 77, sunny tomorrow with a high of 81. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth. The local Midday Business Report is next.